It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. When it comes to the region's growing energy landscape, we usually think about the politics of Marcellus Shale and coal. Innovation doesn't usually come to mind, at least not right away. But this region has been home to important energy innovations at the private, federal, and university level for more than 100 years. Two events in the coming weeks aim to bring these worlds together: the Enterprise Forum on Monday, and the third annual Energy and Innovation Conference the following week. I'm joined now in Studio A by Craig Waller, chair of the Enterprise Forum of Pittsburgh. Craig, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you.
And Connie Palooka, managing director of Business Growth Services at Catalyst Connection, to talk about the challenges, needs, and opportunities for innovation here in Pittsburgh. Connie Palooka, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thanks, Paul.
And you can join the conversation by calling 412-246-2002. That's 412-246-2002. Our email address is esspgh@wesa.fm, and you can reach us on Twitter at esspgh@wesa.fm. I should say esspgh. And follow the conversation at #EPLive. So again, if you're going the Twitter route, ESSPGH, and follow the conversation at #EPLive. The email address, ESSPGH@WESA.FM. What direction do you think we need to go when it comes to energy innovations? 412-246-2002, the number to call. Connie Palooka, this is the third year for the Energy and Innovation Conference. What is it, and why do you think that there's a need for it?
That's a great question. This is our third year, and the Energy and Innovation Conference, it's really meant to bring manufacturers, business leaders, researchers from university and federal labs, venture capitalists, environmentalists, to bring everyone together so that they have an opportunity to learn, to network, and really engage in discussions about energy-related collaborations. Before we started this conference, there really wasn't a venue that could bring all those parties together.
There was not.
No. So this was, in fact, I heard that a number of times at last year's conference from researchers that said, oh, this is the first time I've been to a conference that was like this, that, you know, we saw usually it's just the manufacturing side, just other researchers at our laboratories. But this time, you know, there were manufacturers here. There were service providers and business leaders and folks, you know, providing funding. So it was a great opportunity for all of those groups to get together to talk about what's going on.
You would have thought that something like this would have happened
sooner. You would have thought so.
Well, in learning about innovation at this conference, you're trying to help determine the next game changer. So let's start by defining game changer. What would you say a game changer is?
Well, a game changer that's at top of mind for everyone right now is shale gas. That's really changing. It's really bringing about, you know, we're seeing a revitalization of manufacturing thanks to shale gas. The chemicals that come out of, if you've ever heard the term wet gas, that's in our particular area here, south of Pittsburgh, that's really, you know, generating a lot of interest. You've heard about the Shell cracker plant that everyone's got their fingers crossed that it's going to go in Monaca in our area.
Many do. Some don't.
True. Good point. Good point. But shale gas, you know, it is a game changer in a lot of people's minds.
So how do you determine the next game changer?
Well, in our case, we're going to be having 8 different technologies that researchers will be presenting their technologies to a panel of experts. And the panel of experts will, you know, hear about these technologies. They'll question the researchers, and they will decide. So we've got technologies from industries. We got a venture capitalist. We have a successful entrepreneur that's going to be listening and determining. But the audience will, what's exciting is the audience will also have a voice in this decision. So we've got a Game Changer Award, and we've got an audience award to hear these. But the conference is more than just that one session that's about to select the game changer. We have Dr. Chris Miller, who's going to be talking about, you know, in search of game-changing technologies and innovation that really makes sense. So he's going to be a great keynote speaker for us. We have sessions to discuss open innovation, success stories from companies that have been successful with open innovation, with bridging that valley of death that some people talk about, this high risk very challenging time period in getting technology from the lab to successfully to market. So it's a lot of interesting things.
And well, as long as you've brought up that term, you, as you say, are presenting at the conference on the process and stages of innovation and the commercial valley of death. So what does that term refer to? What is the commercial valley of death?
Well, or just general, the valley of death. So it's got a technology side to it. It's got a commercialization side to it. And it's really that point in time when you're trying to bridge that gap from, you know, when the technology is out on a lab scale and getting it to market and making it suitable for the intended market that it will go to. Risk goes up at that point in time. The cost goes up. And it's really challenging for a lot of entrepreneurs and researchers and even companies. Sometimes the smaller companies have a challenge with this.
I want to go back to the whole game changer concept. What is the direction that you are sensing and that the people attending this conference, what do you feel are the areas that people want to see explored when it comes to finding the energy sources of the future?
Well, I think clean energy is a big topic right now. There's been a lot of discussion related to shale gas and the water issues. So people are wanting a safe and something that they're comfortable with in terms of shale gas. There are other new types of energy resources that are on the horizon that are being investigated. We also have, you know,
like different... What are we talking about?
Oh, wow. NETL is working a lot with this. Not just, I mean, we tend to think of NETL.
NETL, National Energy Technology Laboratory.
Correct. That they work a lot with fossil fuels, but they're also working with some different types of energy resources like methane hydrates and different things that would be a cleaner source. But renewables, alternative energies, you know, nuclear, which some people, you know, has got a love-hate relationship with nuclear, but there's solar, there's wind. There are so many different types of energy that a lot of innovation is going on in our region. We are really becoming a hub of energy innovation in southwestern Pennsylvania, which I think is just wonderful.
What are some of the hurdles that you see here in Pittsburgh?
In Pittsburgh? Well, I mean, we're great in this area in terms of we have three major assets, and that is that, you know, we have natural resources between, you know, oil, there's some, you know, wind and nuclear, you know, we have Westinghouse in our backyard. There's also a supply chain. We have an existing supply chain here that's capable and ready and willing. And the fact that we're a real innovation hub with the universities, with the National Energy Technology Laboratories. Also, there's a real collaboration going on with the Regional University Alliance that NETL is spearheading. And that includes University of Pittsburgh, CMU, Penn State, Virginia Tech, and West Virginia University. So all of this technology and all of these technologists are coming together to work on and solve energy-related issues and come up with these next new innovations.
Chris on Twitter asks, do we generate power from our locks and dams? And if not, why not?
Oh, that's a good question. And I met with a researcher last year talking about this. Surprisingly enough, with all the rivers we have in our area, that is not one of our, to my knowledge, that's not one of our major resources. I think that's perhaps one of the resource, kind of untapped resources that we have.
So we don't know why we're not doing it yet?
Personally, I do not.
Interesting question from Chris. If you have a comment or question, our number is 412-246-2002. That's 412-246-2002. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. We're talking about the region's growing energy landscape and two events in the coming weeks, the Enterprise Forum on Monday and the third annual Energy and Innovation Conference the following week. And with me in Studio A, whom you just heard, Connie Paluca, Managing Director of Business Growth Services at Catalyst Connection, and also Craig Waller, who is Chair of the Enterprise Forum of Pittsburgh, a patent attorney, and he is with us here in studio. If you have a comment or question for either of our guests, 412-246-2002, the number to call. What direction do you think we need to go in when it comes to energy innovations? And Craig Waller, what is the Enterprise Forum?
Enterprise Forum is a organizations, volunteer organization. I'm a volunteer as well as chair. We have about 25, 30 board members that are pretty active. We do about 10 events a year, and we usually do events around some sort of technology innovation, something of that nature. CMU, InnovationWorks, Pitt are big sponsors of ours, and we're always bringing to bear new technologies. We're bringing together investors. We're bringing together entrepreneurs. We're bringing together experts in the field and service providers around topics. And we've been doing that since 1986. So we probably have a couple hundred programs under our belt. And it's a great forum, great opportunity to talk to the public about a social media event or something else. A number of years ago, we saw a gap in the energy space. And so we started doing an energy event at our forums. And it's led into something a little larger than we normally do, which is a four or five hour event instead of a typical 3 to 4 hour event.
What innovations in energy would you say, Craig, are notable here in Pittsburgh?
There's a host of them. our particular event, we focus on fossil fuels. It seems to be what we're most rich in this area, coal and gas. So in energy, that's a big topic, right? I mean, there's green energy, alternative energy, fossil fuel energy. Our event really focuses in on the natural gas, the coal, the oil. And in that space, there's been some interesting innovations. Last year, we heard from Schlumberger. They figured out a way to do their fracking with a fraction of the water that they needed to do fracking with before. That was an innovation that helped the environment and helped them as well be more efficient.
When you talk about some of the fossil fuels, and that is what this forum is focusing on.
Yes.
A lot of people look at these forms of energy and say that this is the old energy. Mm-hmm. It is energy that is not always clean. Where are the innovations? Why aren't more people bringing new ideas to the table for renewable energy and cleaner forms of energy?
Yeah, it's an age-old question, and I'm no expert, but what I've learned from our sponsors and from the people in the industry is that traditionally fossil fuels, they're very readily available, they're very affordable, and policy, which is another thing we'll focus on our event, policy innovation, is helping drive the industry to do things better, to do things a little cleaner, a little more efficiently, a little less intrusive. And all these things, and the policy innovation as well as the technology innovation, even some business services innovation, are helping the industry be cleaner, access resources more effectively and less impactfully.
Do you think that based on what we're seeing that we are accessing fossil fuels in cleaner ways than we have in the past?
I would say absolutely. I mean, we highlight some things that are going on recently at one of our events, a normal event. We had an energy company pitch. I believe they'll be back on Monday as well. I have to check with Steve on that. But they've invented a way of doing recycling using a tractor trailer. The whole system is on the tractor trailer. It's very low impact, and it helps clean the water on site almost live, which is a big issue right now in the Marcellus Shale industry.
412-246-2002 if you'd like to join the conversation with our guests, Craig Waller, Chair of the Enterprise Forum of Pittsburgh, and Connie Palooka, Managing Director of Business Growth Services at Catalyst Connection. And she's involved with the forum that is taking place on Monday of next week.
Tuesday.
I'm sorry. I beg your pardon. Tuesday the 9th. The holiday has messed me up.
Yes.
412-246-2002. Let's go to Margo in Highland Park with a question. Margo, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Just regarding with future energy sources, it seems like the real sticking point is with batteries and the recharging of them, whether you have wind or solar or your car is storing that energy and using it again. So is anybody really working on batteries?
Good question. I'll throw that up for either of our guests.
Well, this is Connie. I know that there are groups, companies, and individuals that are working on battery technology. I know that research is going on in that area. That's about all I can say to it.
Yeah, we've actually had companies pitch at our events. You know, we do about 10 a year. One of them came to pitch recently is creating power for your cell phone using your shoes. They're out of CMU. It's a pretty neat company. So it's a way of collecting energy from the actual physical motion of walking.
We've actually had the person behind that. We've actually talked about that on this show. It is very interesting.
And also in terms of storage, real quick, we had another company that just recently received, I think, $20 million or so in funding because they can store power grid size amounts of energy green. It's another CMU company.
And I also know the University of Pittsburgh and NETL have active projects that are working on modernizing the grid, power storage, and different issues.
Well, certainly the power grid is something that we're all concerned about.
Right.
You know, people think about the power failure that occurred in New York. It was 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. They marked the anniversary of it recently. That's one of the biggest fears anybody has, that an entire city, a city like Pittsburgh with some older infrastructure, that suddenly you lose power. And then what happens? Mm-hmm. Are we coming closer to being able to avoid that kind of thing?
I think we're, you know, just to give a plug to some of our sponsors and people at our event, we're getting further away from that. When we take more and more coal plants offline, that reduces the power supply. In a dramatic way. I mean, one power plant can supply a significant amount of the percentage of needed electricity for an area. And so it's one of the ways in which, you know, one of the speakers at our event will be talking about how we can do clean coal. It works. They've designed it. It works.
You know, a lot of people are skeptical about that.
Of course they are, and they should be.
So what would you say to a skeptic who says there's no such thing as clean coal? How do you make it clean?
They should investigate this. It exists. It's not a mere theory or anything like that. They actually have a plant they're working on, I believe, in Illinois. It's waiting for some more federal funding. But
is that with carbon sequestration, or how is it done?
I believe so, yep. And some of the people at NETL have actually worked on this.
Yeah.
They'll be speaking at our event as well, so they'll be at both places. I think they're doing more at your event, but there'll be some questions on that for sure at our fossil fuel event.
And I do want to clarify again that the Enterprise Forum that Craig is involved with, that you're involved with, is on Monday, and the third annual Energy and Innovation Conference that Connie is involved with is the following week, and it's Tuesday. Is the day, and the date would be, let's see,
17th.
Thank you. September 17th. For the third annual Energy and Innovation Conference. Now, Craig, how might better collaboration impact this region overall?
Yeah, I think that as Connie had mentioned, there's different features,
right,
and factions to innovation. One of the ones we're going to highlight is Rich Fitzgerald, and he is an innovator. We believe in the policy side. He has been very active and able to secure meaningful relationships.
The Allegheny County Executive.
Right, to collect those meaningful relationships and put those together in a way that will benefit our county through drilling at the airport. And there are all kinds of debates on whether we should or should not do that.
Oh, yes.
Right?
Right.
However, you know, I don't think any of these companies were desperate to get to the airport to actually do drilling there. So he was an innovator. He saw some obstacles, and he went out and he secured that, I think, helpfully for the benefit of our county and his constituents. And hopefully we'll see meaningful, you know, improvements in jobs in this area because of that.
Let's take another call before we wrap this up. 412-246-2002. If you have a comment or question for our guests, Connie Palooka, Managing Director of Business Growth Services at Catalyst Connection, and Craig Waller, Patent Attorney, Chair of the Enterprise Forum of Pittsburgh. We have Joe in Pittsburgh. Joe, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you. The question I have is around renewable energy credits. I currently have a solar system that I purchased, and my question is around the policy on renewable energy credits. Those credits have really declined significantly, and was curious to see what you think the future is on the policy of renewable energy credits with solar systems.
And when you talk about a solar system, Joe, you're talking about what do you have exactly?
It's a photovoltaic system that is about a 10-kilowatt panel system that generates electricity for my house.
So Joe is asking you to comment on if we'll see renewable energy credit market, if we'll see it improve. Connie? Craig?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, our event is focused on fossil, but I do know that this is another area of policy. You know, what the state reps and legislature does with things like that, or a federal legislator does with something like that. That's probably the best place to direct, I would say, those kinds of questions.
Well, let me ask you guys, as long as you're here, what about, are we doing enough to, you know, we fossil fuels are an established form of energy,
yeah.
But there are many people, and Joe seems to be one of them, who want to see more done in the area of renewable energy.
Mm-hmm.
In your opinions, are we doing enough?
I would like to see more, from a personal standpoint. I would like to see more, whether it's, you know, we're talking about credits or other types of incentives, both for residential and individuals as well as for, you know, industry.
I think it's great that in America we have the luxury of being able to invest in renewables. I know that this came up last year at our energy event, and the question was brought up, well, how is China and other countries doing with pollution and things of that nature that don't have access to renewables, can't invest in them because they're not economically feasible, and so they burn whatever they can find, however they can. And so I think it's great that we have that opportunity here. I think we're doing a good job there. I think, though, if it comes at the cost of shutting down manufacturing because energy costs are too high, I think we have to weigh that in some sort of debate, right, and figure out what the right balance is.
We have been talking with Craig Waller, chair of the Enterprise Forum of Pittsburgh, which again is taking place on Monday, and Connie Palooka, who is with the third annual Energy and Innovation Conference, which is happening the following week. That is, again, on a Tuesday, September 17th. And they've both been with me here on Central Pittsburgh here in Studio A. Thank you both for making the trip into our studios today and being with us on
the
program.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Thanks, Paul.
Coming up, a conversation with Hall of Fame singer-songwriter Graham Nash, who's coming to Pittsburgh. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.